Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, Richard. Happy Monday. Today, we are going to kick off a week talking about a topic that we haven't really touched on before, and that is the topic of men's mental health.
That's right. This is a big week for this topic.
It's interesting because, you know, we talk about parenting, we talk about, you know, the different populations and different groups of people and their individual challenges and struggles with mental health issues and just developmental issues and things like that. But we really haven't spent much time talking about men's mental health. And so we're going to do that this week.
Right.
All of this leading up to an interview with a new friend, new contact from a person in with a person from Scotland,
right,
who is still in training in mental health and psychology, but he has is working to sort of create a little niche there for himself as it relates to men's mental health.
Right, and the odd thing about this is that when we first talked to him about coming on the show, I began to look into this men's mental health. It's something that I hadn't really thought much about before we contacted him. And all of a sudden, there's this group of researchers and studies on focusing on men's mental health.
Yeah.
So I started to look into it, started to read those things, and I was amazed with what I found.
It's interesting.
It really
because
is.
Because you really... I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. Not that I hadn't thought about it. I haven't really looked into that research because, and it's interesting that we haven't, because while we, you know, it is very apparent that a lot of, especially in children, a lot of the mental health things that we think of with kids are much more prevalent in boys than they are in girls,
right,
especially the disruptive behaviors and the challenging behaviors and things like that. And so we sort of know that about boys, but it, you know, at least as far as the reading that I had done previously, it kind of ended through adolescence, and I never really went on to look at what does that mean in adulthood for men and you know, some of the struggles that men are dealing with.
Right. So, and the other thing that fascinated me about this when I started to read this literature was we see many males in their 20s who seem to have trouble deciding what they want to do with their lives. And reading this literature gave me a whole new perspective on that problem as well.
Yeah.
And so it's been a real interesting foray into an area of research that had heretofore sort of something that I hadn't really focused very much on, hadn't really thought deeply enough about.
Yeah.
And, but I certainly will now.
Yeah. Well, well, we're going to kick this off with an article from Psychology Today that, again, as you were sort of saying, was interestingly enough from this month, from earlier mid-August of 2017. It's an article entitled "Is There a Superior," with superior in shutter quotes,
right,
"Is There a Superior Sex? The Sad Truth About Being Male."
Right, right. And what produced this, the person who wrote this article, Glenn Gehrer, I don't know how you would say him, Gehrer, is from New Paul's. It's in New York, University, New Paul's, part of the New York system. And he specializes in this area of research. And it was prompted, his posting here was prompted by a previous blog that he had done in response to... Did you hear the story about the Google employee who sent the memo about women can't code as well as men?
I had heard about it, but I did not read it.
It was in the news, right? Yeah. It was a 10-page memo.
Yeah.
So most of us didn't read it.
Yeah, slight memo.
It's like War and Peace.
Yeah.
And so apparently an engineer, software engineer at Google, wrote what was intended to be an internal memo that women are... I think he was talking about coding. I think mm-hmm. he limited it to coding. He said women, there aren't as many women coding because women aren't as good at coding as men.
Yeah.
Well, when the CEO of Google, I guess it sat in limbo for about a month, and then all of a sudden it went viral. Caused a real firestorm. And he was fired.
Mm-hmm.
The engineer was fired. Lost mm-hmm. his job over that. And so that firing sort of, first of all, the memo lit up one group.
Right.
Then his firing lit up another group. And right. so there was this firestorm about this memo mm-hmm. and what the implications of it were. So that's what prompted this first article.
About, right.
Is there a superior sex? And he goes on to discuss the topic.
Yeah.
That's what produced this.
You know, and just as a quick note aside,
mm-hmm.
I've never worked in an environment where somebody just randomly writes a memo like that.
I haven't either.
You always wonder what would prompt somebody to do something like that. I mean, it's one thing to talk about it, unless somebody, you know, maybe somebody says, I guess, you know, sort of I work through it. Maybe somebody says, I wonder why we have so many more males working here than females. And so then somebody says, you know what, I'll write a 10-page memo about that.
I can tell you why.
But otherwise, I
what would
never,
prompt you?
Right. Because
I hadn't thought about that.
What? Yeah, I don't know where that comes from.
Well, but his motives, the different people attributed all sorts of motives to him.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure.
You can imagine.
Yeah. I'm wondering about the true motive. Yeah.
Right. But even some of the mainstream press attributed some motives to him
mm-hmm.
After writing the article. But what this blog is about is that it says that to say that males are to say that either sex is superior is nonsense.
Right.
That's the conclusion that he reaches.
Right.
And but what he does say is that clearly, in the past 40 years, 30 years,
mm-hmm.
20 years, women are doing better than men.
Right.
In all, you mentioned young children
mm-hmm.
and psychopathology,
right.
ADHD,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
almost every disorder,
right.
males outnumber females.
Right.
So we've known for a long time that neurological disorders, health problems,
mm-hmm.
longevity,
right.
all that favors females to males.
Right.
And that's what he talks about in this article, that women, he's done much of his research at the university where his work, where
right.
he works. Much of the research we're going to talk about
yeah.
was done in universities because it's a perfect laboratory
yeah.
to study this
sure.
question.
Absolutely.
Selective audience, but. So what he says is that females are admitted to college at much higher rates.
Right. At his university, females are admitted at higher rates. Females right. have higher GPAs.
That's right.
Females are much more likely than males to graduate within 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And males are much more likely to fail out and drop out of college than
that's
females.
That's right. So, and that's, you and I have noticed this trend because in colleges of education,
mm-hmm.
psychology, and medicine,
mm-hmm.
when I first started working in medical schools, there were just a handful of women.
Right.
A long time ago, but there were just a handful. I saw that look.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
I was trying to.
In fact, in the late 70s, I worked with a female pediatrician who was the first female graduate from Johns Hopkins.
Wow.
So that was easily in our lifetime.
Right.
I mean, your lifetime.
Yeah.
You were born in 1995 or something. And so. But she was the first female graduate.
Right.
And you had to stop and think, I'm working mm-hmm. with this woman who wasn't by any means old, and she was the first female graduate. And she said, she would tell us how difficult it was and how
yeah.
she was treated, how badly she was treated
yeah.
As the first female. Well, mm-hmm. when Sandra Day O'Connor graduated from law school, she mm-hmm. was a Supreme Court justice. When she graduated from law school, her first job was as a legal assistant. That's the only job she could get.
Right.
She yeah. rose to become. So we know about those prejudices. But currently, and for the past at least two decades,
mm-hmm.
women are faring far better than men.
Oh, absolutely.
So we have all these advantages in college. And then at the same time, he says, one of the interesting statistics, he said males have more injuries in their youth
mm-hmm.
that require casts and stitches.
Right.
and that these kinds of injuries have lifelong mm-hmm. implications.
Right.
He didn't go in to explain that, but there are lifelong implications for the negatives of all mm-hmm. this. Also, 90% of prisoners mm-hmm. are males. We have the highest prison population of any industrialized nation, and 90% are males. Okay. Mm-hmm. The death rates are highest, and they're especially high during the mating years, ages 15 to 25, right. males outnumber females. And, of course, males have four times the suicide rate.
Right.
Okay. So whether you're looking at it negatively, the bad things that we're doing, or positively, what the academic successes are, men are clearly not... Women are doing better than men.
Right.
Females are doing better than males.
Right.
Is his message.
Right. And it's fascinating to me that we have the discussion about quote unquote superiority
right.
between the genders or the sexes, because you know there are clearly examples of huge successes in every field for both men and women,
right?
And so this argument, this, you know, just doesn't make sense. You know, we've talked before, and this has been mm-hmm. podcast from long ago. We had talked about we were talking about education, and we were talked about, you know, in mathematics, for example. You know, historically we mm-hmm. have considered, well, boys are just better at math and science mm-hmm. than girls. Well, first off, we know that that's not true. We know that something happens in the middle to early high school years
right.
where girls stop studying math and science as much.
Right.
And you know, there's the argument that this is probably a social construct more right. than anything mm-hmm. else.
Right.
It's because that's expected that girls are going to go in this direction and boys
right.
are going to go in this direction. But there's nothing biological, there's nothing capacity or ability-wise that would explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's excuse me. It's just like a social construct.
What was the movie about the black mathematicians who worked at NASA?
I can't remember the name of it.
But
the Numbers Game, something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't remember the name of it.
And that again, they were all women working
mm-hmm.
in the, but they, of course they were segregated,
right?
Segregated South,
right?
Where they were working,
right?
But they that was a anti-stereotype, you know. We
right.
tend to think of
yeah.
Women can't do that, especially black women, and these are all black women. The most interesting, one of the most interesting parts of that movie, is the woman who showed the IBM, the two male IBM technicians, how to run the how to run their
yeah.
first computer.
Hidden figures.
Hidden figures, right? Which is a good example of.
Mm-hmm.
They had all the ability in the world that they
right.
needed. They only
yeah.
the astronauts themselves only trusted her
right.
to get the calculations right.
Right.
There's a lot at stake, but this article is clearly, and what he's saying and what most of these researchers say is, all that we've done for girls in K-12 education
mm-hmm.
to raise them up has been wonderful. Nobody's saying
right.
anything about that. He said it's wonderful. But his argument is, or his question is, are we ignoring the social, emotional, and academic development of boys?
Mm-hmm.
Are we ignoring boys while we're assisting girls,
right.
lifting them
right.
up? And that's where he leaves us with that question.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit more
yeah.
in the next podcast, because we do have that tendency, especially in education, but in lots of other areas as well, where we work really hard to support and to foster the development of one group
mm-hmm.
while simultaneously neglecting or failing to do some of the same things
That's
for
right.
another group.
Because we learned, we were startled. Their names were Good and Brophy, and they did a research study probably in the 50s, maybe 50s or 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It was even before my time. If you can imagine.
It's hard.
Babylonian tablets and things. And they did a study in a classroom, and they discovered that female teachers called on boys more often and sort of ignored the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, this was before Title IX in 1972 mm-hmm. or 1973, for a long time, it was thought that girls were getting the short mm-hmm. end of the stick, that mm-hmm. they were getting shortchanged.
Mm-hmm.
And so that produced an effort through the 60s and 70s to raise mm-hmm. raise girls and nurture girls and say, mm-hmm. no, you can do this
right.
stuff. You,
right.
you don't have to, you can select any profession. You mm-hmm. can rise to any level. And so I think that began this impetus. But yeah. at the same time, their argument is that we're ignoring boys.
Right.
And as a result, boys are falling, boys have right. started to fall behind.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it's... This week is going to be interesting talking about some of these mm-hmm. different things. And like I said, you know, tomorrow's podcast or it is going to be about, you know, how some of this is playing out.
Right.
And you know, we'll sort of consistently leave ourselves with the question of, you know, why to help one do we have to, you know, leave behind the other?
Why are we leaving behind? And that's what that's the consistent message here is they each need something.
Right. Right.
And they each deserve.
Yeah.
Yes, it was wrong that we shortchanged
yeah.
girls.
Oh, absolutely.
Nobody
yeah.
argues that. But in raising them up, have we left the other group mm-hmm. behind?
Yeah. So
interesting week and interesting research.
Absolutely. So the link to this article is in the show notes. So we certainly, as always, encourage you to check yeah. it out and read it and see what you think.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to hear from you. All right. So that is it for today. Just a quick note. The our book, we haven't talked about our book, The Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, Part 1 is, of course, available on Kindle. Mm-hmm. So we would encourage you to check it out. We're working on a couple of other things. We're almost done with Part 2. We said that for a long time, but
I have,
it is
what True Confessions.
Yeah, True Confessions.
Part 2 begins with Chapter 5,
right,
on infants.
Right.
I rewrote the whole thing yesterday, but it's.
And we wonder why
it's better. It's really good now.
I believe you.
Okay.
I believe you.
But that's why I didn't send it to you, because I promised you I'd do it over the weekend.
Right.
So I was redoing, and I thought, no, we have to...
See, I was looking forward to a week of doing the final edits to the four chapters for Part 2.
No, when I read... couldn't. When I read Chapter 5, when I read the part on infancy, I thought, no, I have to change this.
All right. So Part 2 will...
But it's finished. I mean, Chapter 5 is pretty much finished. We have to do some activities, but...
All right. Well, Chapter...
But
so,
it's really going to be good.
So but we're working on a couple of other things as well that we're really excited about. That we'll talk to you about. But mm-hmm. in the meantime, in the show notes, there's a link to the Kindle version of Part 1, which is done, mm-hmm. hasn't been revised yet. So it is available there.
Don't let me anywhere close to it, because I'll revise it.
I'm not going to ask you to read it again. but it is there. So, you know, check it out, because we talk about some of these things in there about, you know, managing your kids at different ages and dealing with different behaviors and stuff. So
right.
check it out.
Yep.
All right, that is it. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.